Welcome everyone to Dr. John Bedker's Leadership Podcast, the podcast focused on leadership. The episode will begin shortly. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Dr. John Bedker Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Bedker. Well, today we're going to do an important thing for leaders. I'll do this in a way of modeling the way, showing you a way to do it. And that is to follow up. Really important for leaders. Follow up. Simple words, simple idea. Really important, though, to see occur. I'm going to go back to an episode, episode 22 to be precise, where I spoke about Boeing and their leadership. I made a number of comments, a number of statements about what happens if, in fact, the decision makers, the leaders, separate labor and management. They are no longer co-located or nearby. Well, one of the things that happens certainly is that this tension between the economics of the business, of the enterprise, and the safety component of the enterprise become competing interests. Who carries the day? Economics or safety? We talked about that a little bit. Well, what can happen, and what I proposed back in episode 22, was that perhaps, heaven forbid, perhaps there would be some leadership decision-making shortfalls. Because of these issues, separation of labor with the leadership, the tension that exists in a large multinational corporation between the economics of that enterprise, the goal to make a profit, versus the safety, its quality, its product. So, decisions were made. I spoke about this back in episode 22, and those decisions were to, in fact, separate. To move the leadership of Boeing out of the state of Washington. They've actually moved a couple of times, currently in Arlington, Virginia. So, today we're going to do a follow-up. I said this might not be a great idea from a leadership point of view. Economically, it might have been smart. I don't really know. But from a quality point of view, I really challenged it. I said, I think there could be some decision-making shortfalls. And again, we've spoken about this idea that decision-making is a critical leadership core competencies. Well, what happens when you move the leadership distant from where the enterprise main facilities are located? Well, simply, and again, sadly, oftentimes key stakeholders are not at the table. Well, that, of course, is one of those things that leads to these decision-making shortfalls. Well, I went through this in some detail in episode 22. I'm sure many of you, you know, were with us when I spoke about the challenges at that time of Boeing. So here's the follow-up. Because this is what's important for leaders, to follow up, as I said in the beginning. Really important. You can't go to a plant or a facility if you have distant locations and engage with these people, listen to what they have to say, and then say, thank you, I'll be back. I'll follow up. I'll respond to those issues that you raised. This connection is not one of, it is ongoing. Well, let's do that. Let's do that today in this episode. I'm going to take just a quick sidebar here, though, to say that this is episode 50. Now, we've done some other presentations, certainly other speeches, but as far as this podcast, the Dr. John Bedker Leadership Podcast, this is episode number 50. So I want to thank each and every one of you personally and directly for tuning in. I know many of you are regulars. If you aren't, I certainly hope that you'll become. But in any event, we're at 50. So I'm kind of happy about all that. All right, here we go. Boeing and Leadership, episode 50 today. What do we know and what effects are now happening? What's going on? So I'm going to go through a series of articles. I'm going to do them chronologically as they appear to the public press, read from them, and obviously try to offer some of my leadership insights as we go along. All right, let's begin. CNN did a piece back in February, February 5th. The authors, Chris Isidore, Gregory Wallace, and Pete Muntean. Titled their article, New Problem Found on Boeing 737 MAX Airplanes. Here is the piece. I'll only read part of it for you. Out of New York, CNN. A new problem has been found during the production of 737 MAX jets that will force Boeing to rework about 50 airplanes that have not yet been delivered. The problem was disclosed in a memo sent to Boeing employees on Sunday by Stan Deal. Now, he's the head of the company's commercial aircraft unit. An employee at Boeing supplier Spirit AeroSystems, remember that name, important player in this episode, Spirit AeroSystems, which makes the fuselages of the Boeing 737 MAX jets, notified the plane maker that two holes may not have been drilled exactly to Boeing's requirements, according to this memo that Stan Deal, the head of the company's commercial aircraft unit, put out. Quoting, while this potential condition is not an immediate flight safety issue, and all 737s can continue operating safely, we currently believe we will have to perform rework on about 50 undelivered airplanes. With Spirit AeroSystems, confirmed that it misdrilled the holes. Quoting, a member of our team identified an issue that does not conform to engineering standards, Spirit AeroSystems spokesman Joe Bacino said. Once notified, we began immediate actions to identify and implement appropriate repair solutions. We are in close communication with Boeing on this matter. This news about the misdrilled holes, sadly, is just the latest blow to Boeing's reputation, which has been battered, according to this article, quoting, battered repeatedly over the last 5 years, most recently by the terrifying accident aboard a 737 MAX 9 on January 5th. Well, following that, the FAA got much more involved. The story about that flight, pretty straightforward. Alaska Airlines flight had a door plug blow out that day, leaving a gaping hole in the side of the plane. While the exact cause of the incident is not yet known, Boeing CEO David Calhoun told investors, quote, we caused the problem and we understand that. Whatever conclusions are reached, Boeing is accountable for what happened. Whatever the specific cause of the accident might turn out to be, an event like this simply must not happen on an airplane that leaves one of our factories. This is David Calhoun speaking. We simply must be better. Well, his memo goes on to stress the importance of quality control. Many employees, though, voiced frustration with how unfinished jobs, either from the suppliers or within Boeing's own factories, rippled through the production line. Diehl shared this in his memo. "These employees are absolutely right," says Diehl. "We need to perform jobs at their assigned position. We have to maintain this discipline within our four walls, and we are going to hold our suppliers to the same standard." Boeing has halted delivery on a number of occasions over the last few years involving both the MAX and another Boeing airplane, the 787 Dreamliner, because the planes had not been built according to specifications. The suspensions caused problems for airline customers that had been counting on the planes, and also have led to ongoing losses at Boeing. The company reported last week that it lost $2.2 billion in 2023, bringing losses over the last 5 years to $26.7 billion. Two major customers, United Airlines and Southwest Airlines, said last month they were no longer counting on receiving their orders of new versions of the 737 MAX they had been promised by Boeing. Southwest had been expecting the 737 MAX 7, while United had ordered the MAX 10. These are different variants of the 737. Neither plane had been approved by the Federal Aviation Administration, that's the FAA, to carry passengers yet. United CEO Scott Kirby said the incident on the Alaska Air flight was, quote, "the straw that broke the camel's back," end quote. In terms of the airline moving forward with plans to take deliveries of the MAX 10 later this year. Most serious problem for Boeing was a design flaw in the 737 MAX that led to the two fatal crashes, one in October of 2018, the other in March of 2019, killed a total of 346 people and led to a 20-month grounding of the airplane. So this tension between economics and safety that we talked about back in the earlier episode, 22, really comes to a head here today, where we see the consequences. We see the results of really some poor decision-making by leadership. It really does mean something about how you go about representing your firm to those you serve. Okay, so little article there from some really well thought out authors. Let me move now to Aviation Week. That's a trade journal. It's highly respected, highly read. They really do quality reporting. This is an article on February 26th by Sean Broderick, titled "Expert Panel Finds Deep Cracks in Boeing's Organizational Safety Structure." Well, there's a headline you don't want to have, right? What was said? Well, here we go. The piece I'll read just part of from Sean Broderick. "Cracks in Boeing's organizational safety structure remain large and extend well into its fundamental role of designing commercial aircraft," a report from a panel of safety experts found. Congressionally mandated report called for an independent review of Boeing's safety management procedures, including its organizational designation authorization. Now that's a jumble of words, organizational designation authorization, but it goes by the acronym ODA. You'll see that as the article continues. It was a 24-member panel that looked at these problems and said that Boeing's safety problems run deeper into the organization. The role and influence of human factors during aircraft design has, quote, eroded due to a series of administrative decisions at Boeing, which includes reorganization, decentralization, downsizing, and relocating the company's headquarters out of the Seattle area. All right, so we talked about that way back when, and now what's happening? That decision by leadership is now, unfortunately, revealing itself in the product, the quality, and the culture of Boeing aircraft. Here's just a few of the quotes from the report. Pilot input, even from internal sources, is not handled consistently during aircraft design, particularly when pilots did not occupy a seat at the table. So this is one of my points, right? You need key stakeholders present. Key stakeholders need to have voice, and they do that by having access. They need to be sitting at the table. Hugely important leadership component. The panel could not find policies or procedures that ensured the pilot's safety of flight concerns are adequately addressed independent of the individual occupying executive leadership positions. Boeing then created this safety management system, SMS. Again, a little bit conglomeration of words, but this ODA I mentioned a minute ago, and now this SMS, are their solutions on paper, right? A system. What the people doing this report, these panelists embraced was, I'm quoting again, to seek, speak, and listen approach. As they went through, interviewed people, went on site, spent time throughout the discovery and assessment process, attention was given to speak, with little or no attention given to seek or listen, the report says. The expert panel provided numerous opportunities throughout its engagement with Boeing. Well, how did Boeing respond? How did the employees respond, right? We want to know. We want to know what's going on. Some of the Boeing employees viewed this work as an audit rather than a collaborative opportunity. Interviewees asked minimal questions, the report said. Some interviewees mentioned a briefing was provided by Boeing legal prior to the interviews. The panel's report lists 27 findings and 53 related recommendations for both Boeing and the FAA. All right, so not good. What we're seeing here is that they have problems. They have problems internal, not only within the company, but with their suppliers. What did the FAA do? Well, on February 28th, the FAA said to Boeing, the safety improvement plan must be done within 90 days. Quoting, Boeing has 90 days to develop a detailed plan that addresses systemic quality control issues, detailed in that recent expert panel report I just spoke of. Boeing must commit to real and profound improvements, FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker said following his meeting with Boeing on February 27th. All right, so here we go. There's some real serious problems. One of those problems, of course, is with a supplier, Spirit Aero Systems that I mentioned. They're the people that make these fuselages. They're the ones that had this door on the Alaska flight just literally flew off. Turns out maybe those bolts weren't even there. Maybe those holes weren't there. Really still a little bit unclear about that root cause. But in any event, things did not go properly. They certainly did not go well and created a huge problem. Well, this supplier seems suspect, right? The quality of their work obviously resulted in a near catastrophe for Alaska Airlines. Literally, the plug door blowing out in flight. Well, the leadership at Boeing's response has been, perhaps we should buy Spirit AeroSystems, and that would maybe create a long-term gain for us. Well, here's a couple of quick quotes. Do two wrongs make a right? Bad decision on Boeing to outsource to Spirit AeroSystems. But the second one might be, oh, let's buy them and bring them in-house. Those people, those quality production standards, we would rather have those in-house. And of course, sort of bringing this a little bit of a human quality, can a second marriage born of a shotgun wedding be successful? This whole potential buying of Spirit AeroSystems is a result of almost a catastrophe. So, not well thought, not well timed, not well planned. It really created some bad decision making, is what I'm trying to say. Okay, so what happens? So that's the update. That's the follow-up. And I think that's important. We need to do that. Really important for leaders and leadership. Well, aviation, certainly commercial aviation, is still the safest way to get from point A to point B. So let's not forget that. This is not a loud call to do something incredible. No. Airline travel is incredibly safe, and I want to stress that and emphasize that. However, Boeing, this longtime iconic brand, manufacturer of the world's greatest airplanes. I've been to the factory many times. I've literally seen those bumper stickers in the Seattle area. If it ain't Boeing, I ain't going. And I just love that. But that's from way back when. Today, Boeing is really an assembler, not a manufacturer. And from a leadership point of view, that is a critical decision-making failure. We've seen what happens in this one case I've highlighted with the door plug from an outside supplier. Not only did they not produce and deliver at the quality Boeing historically is known for, but then they said, maybe we'll buy them and bring them in the family. Holy cow. All right, folks. Still a hugely safe industry with some really poor leadership being demonstrated. The stock price has suffered. People are questioning their ability to deliver, and certainly to deliver timely. This is not a good place for leaders, folks. I'll stop here. I'll thank you all once again, and I'll look forward to talking to you soon. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to Dr. John Bedker's Leadership Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please tell your friends, and of course, please follow our podcast and subscribe. Thank you again for tuning in.